Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media, Florida Tampa group. Right, by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, like our good friends up there in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Spokane, as well as up there in Idaho. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, the same way, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things that you can save on over there as well. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and sign up for the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she gets it done, right?
Right.
Yeah, see? Hot breaking news and all that, and sometimes it's hotter than a firecracker. You can't even touch the paper. All right, let's talk about, there's something really screwy going on right now. We all saw what happened to the price of our oil and gasoline, right?
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden yesterday, along comes a tiger or something, and West Texas crude drops $15 a barrel, finishes the day at 108.70. Now, Brent crude finished the day at 111.14. It dropped $16.84. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Gasoline, which was almost getting up there in the $4 a gallon range, dropped back down to $3.29 a gallon at the refinery. And diesel, which was over $4.50 a gallon, is down to $3.46 a gallon to start the day. That's over a dollar drop on each of those items in one day. How long do you think it'll take for us to see any relief?
There's been a little bit of relief. It came down a couple of times yesterday that I noticed, between the time I left the house and the time I got home later in the day, that came down a couple of pennies. It was running about 4.29, and it's down to, in my area, it's down to about 4.23. A couple of places are looking at 4.13. So don't get excited, however, because these are really just bids. This is just bidding that's happening. And, you know, they're necessarily trying to backstop the purchasing and trying to backstop their inventories. Because it's now gotten to the point where airlines,
yeah,
who obviously rely on an awful lot of fuel, they're canceling flights,
mm-hmm, yep,
because of these high costs. So don't get too excited, ladies and gentlemen, although it is a good thing for the moment.
Yes, and we'll see what happens. Now, I am watching the trading going on right now. I'm on a website called dailyfx.com/crude-oil, and I'm watching the trading going on right now, and the U.S. West Texas crude is currently trading at 108.168, and looking back over here where we were, that's actually below where it was yesterday when it finished. Now, it's gone up a couple times to 110, but we'll see what happens, and I'm going to keep watching that. When Chris Markowski comes on, we'll see what's going on. Because he told me about this website. He watches it all the time during the daytime to see what's happening. But you can find all the commodity prices there and all that stuff. It's really pretty neat the way it is. Now, moving along, the Biden administration has come up with a hashtag to pin the gas price problem on Putin, still avoiding any blame for the situation. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when Biden got elected, the price in our backyard was $1.87 a gallon. When Biden got sworn in on the 20th of January, it was $2.12 a gallon. And it's done nothing but go up since then, correct?
Right.
So how does that have anything to do with Putin?
It's just the way that this White House, I mean, Biden told us he was going to be honest and transparent and candid and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's obviously not true.
Nope.
They're still lying about the Keystone Pipeline, which, by the way, will probably never come back because the investor pulled out completely.
That's right.
But they're also not telling us. I think it's because they don't understand the process. They don't have a clue about how oil and gas works.
Mm-hmm.
Biden was in Texas earlier this week talking about the burn pits, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't going to meet with anybody over in Houston, which is now essentially the oil capital of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
wouldn't bother to meet with anybody over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, they don't want to understand. You've got Ron Klain, chief of staff. They package these things, and there you go.
All right, we will be right back, folks, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Jeff is going to take us to break, so let's hear what he has to say. Go ahead there, Mr. Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
this is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America, everybody. I've got Denise Simon with us today. We are talking about all sorts of stuff. And a little reminder, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for about 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, or you can talk to their one of their agents, but either way, if you go to the website, geico.com, you can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also offer also coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And remember, if you really want to save money, the way you do it is to bundle your homeowners or renters or condo insurance along with your automobile policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. Plain, simple, direct, and to the point. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, .com. Check them out. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. By the way, John Kerry yesterday, down in Houston, Texas, made a bunch of noise.
On climate change?
Yeah.
Do we care?
No, he was in an oil-producing city in a hub, and they were talking about climate change.
Yeah.
Unreal.
The man's not relevant. I mean, he's just not relevant. The world is completely on fire here, and he wants to talk about climate change. Now, did you see the Democrats in New York? They had a plane, a picture of a plane, and on the side of the plane it said climate change, and it was heading towards the World Trade Center.
I did.
The towers.
I did.
That's how sick these people are.
That is pathetic. And that's understating what I really want to say. Yeah, I saw it. And, of course, you know, the Dems yesterday, Nancy had to eat a little bit of crow because her, the hopes of pushing through that great big huge spending bill didn't happen. They had to make room for the money that they were going to give to the Ukraine. And, of course, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, spoke with her on the phone yesterday for quite a while. I guess he was trying to figure out a way to get those aircraft that he still isn't going to get. But they did come to agreement, and we did have a budget, and it got passed.
Yeah, to fund the government for the rest of the year.
Yep.
$1.5 trillion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And earmarks are back in it, by the way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they get it at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And they're supposed to vote on it.
Yep. That's par for the course. That's what they do. That's what they do. Okay. Let me pick up the phone here. All right, we're going to go, and Mel is on the line here, Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mr. Mel, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Denny. Good morning, Captain. I'm calling. Can somebody explain to me what the Second Amendment was written into the Constitution for? Thank you. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
What it was put in the Constitution for? Well, it's the right to bear arms.
But we needed it at the time because we needed to necessarily call on a militia.
Mm-hmm.
So people needed to not only protect themselves, we didn't have a law and order infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
The government already was, at the time, was the British. We're already doing some crazy things, and that we might have to defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a couple of reasons for that. I hope that helps, but I'm not sure what Mel's necessarily trying to get to. But you know, it is really to necessarily stand your ground, not only as an individual,
mm-hmm.
but as a country.
Now, there are many states where they abolished the word militia and didn't want to have anything to do with it. Most of them are blue states, I might add. But that was their prerogative to do that if they wanted.
And if we kind of go back in time, you go back to the Wild West, I mean, we remember the old black and white Western movies, everybody walked around with at least one handgun, pistol,
mm-hmm.
time I think they were revolvers, mm-hmm. on a holster.
Yep.
I mean, it was just wide open, and yep. you kept your rifle in your saddle.
Yeah, and then there was Wyatt Earp, who had those six guns that he had with him, those long, whatever they call them, bunk fields. Or, he had those with him. And that was until the early 1900s he walked around with those guns because that was the law of the land where he was at.
Look, it's where, you know, the left wants to remove our self-protection because they want the government to
yep.
protect us. And
yep.
that's pretty obvious. That they can't do that, and not only can't, but won't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is the weapons that are being purchased,
mm-hmm.
And people that are having concealed carry and you know applying for weapons permits is just been monumental, but nobody's really talking about it here anymore. But you know, when it started off with all these riots and all the Antifa and the BLM things were going on, I mean, the weapons purchasing has been going on and on and on. It's been rising like crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
But it's always the left that wants to take away and eat away at your rights. They're certainly doing mm-hmm. it on all things First Amendment. Nobody seems to care about the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
So,
Now, despite rising oil prices, filling a gas-powered vehicle can still be much cheaper than charging an electric car. Did you know that?
I saw that headline. I did not read it. I'm really kind of, not kind of, I'm really quite annoyed because these charging stations,
mm-hmm.
these people don't pay to get their batteries charged.
Mm-hmm.
We do. as taxpayers. So I'm paying for somebody else's fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not paying for mine.
Nope. Nope. But this is $220 that charges these cars. And it ain't cheap. I mean, that's I know that because.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad had $220 in one of his refrigerated rooms that he had, his storage rooms that he had. And
Doesn't it, a dryer? Doesn't a dryer in the house, isn't it $220?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. Now, if you want to save some money, folks, on your gasoline, I got an idea. There's two American retail giants, namely Costco and Sam's Club, that have the pumps. And maybe even a Walmart might be included in this because Sam's Club is part of Walmart. But they're going back and forth for fuel dominance as the prices have gone up. They're basically...
They're not now. It's not now. They were, but that's not happening now. That was going on last week. And this week, it's all evened out. So there is no price... there is no price war.
Well, I'm going to find out when I go home what the price is at the two cheap stations that constantly are going at each other, trying to beat the other one by a penny, and I'm going to tweet out what the price is over there where I live in that area and see if anybody else has got anything any lower, because we got these two stations over there where I'm at, and they're always, always two or three, sometimes as much as a nickel cheaper than anybody else, but maybe they're not anymore. Who knows? Okay, cryptocurrency. I know you've heard about this. President Joe Biden signed an executive order to review a number of issues related to cryptocurrency, including consumer and investor protection, preventing the use of cryptocurrency for illicit finance, and exploring the possibility of a U.S. central bank-backed cryptocurrency. Now, the move was widely seen as a precursor to the government regulating the industry.
That's right.
Where do we go from here?
Where
do we go from here, Coach?
Well, I mean, they can investigate all they want, but I think that they've only decided they're going to stick their nose in it because so much of the hacking, in order to get your data back, you have to pay in cryptocurrency. So, and a lot of these corporations that have been hacked have paid in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
You've got athletes. Professional athletes that want to be paid in cryptocurrency. So suddenly the government just decided, gee, maybe we ought to look into this and regulate it. But when they say look into it, they really have to learn it first because they don't understand it.
By the way, George is checking in to Godfather. Good morning, George. He says it costs $20,000 to replace the batteries in a Tesla.
That's right.
Oh, boy. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, kiddo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there and see all the great articles she writes, and you might sign up for the article.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
The sanctions against Russia continue as Sony blocks them from online games and more.
Sony is suspending sales of its PlayStation game console in Russia. The company is saying it has stopped all software and hardware shipments in the country as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. Sony Group Corporation also announcing a $2 million donation to humanitarian aid organizations to help Ukrainians. The online PlayStation store will also be blocked. Sony joins Microsoft, who announced last week it would stop selling its Xbox consoles and software software in Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, U.S. stocks jumped and oil prices dropped on Wednesday, extending a volatile spell as investors track the economic fallout of the war in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it is time for our military and veterans news, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, you can find out more about them online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And we'll tell you all about where their campuses are and how to get a hold of them and take the tour right after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard in Florida. I'm in Tampa, and over on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater is the National Aviation Academy campus. Now, they also have a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you got a choice, Massachusetts or Florida, to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, what I suggest to everybody is that you call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of either campus you pick, either one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass.
Now, you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people that get you set up with either a student loan, or if you are a veteran and you have benefits that you can use from the GI Bill, they'll get you set up with that so you can train to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, make no mistake about it. This is a career second to none. You can work anywhere in the world where your services are needed. Anywhere in the world. You are certified to do just that. Now, the website again is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number to call up, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. And who knows? You too might wind up in a high-paying job that's got nothing but places for you to go. You can really, really make a tremendous career out of it. All right. Russian forces are tightening their grip on Kyiv, the gateway, as residents describe the growing perils of just trying to get out of the way. Residents who fled Irpin described a battered city where the line between combatants and non-combatants is increasingly blurred because of all the piles of rubble that are there. You go around one corner and you run into the Russians. You go around another corner and you run into Ukrainian troops. So it's very dangerous there for anybody to be out wandering around. Now, also, late last night, Congress reached a deal to provide roughly $14 billion in Ukraine-related aid, which they expect to include in a massive government funding package, which also passed. And did you hear about this naval destroyer that can't deploy because the CO won't get a COVID vaccine shot? That's according to the U.S. Navy. Now, it's all connected to an ongoing lawsuit challenging the legality of the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So the Navy can't discipline them or do anything until this court makes the decision. So what it's doing right now is tying up the destroyer from going to sea. I don't know. I would think that I would at least pull the officer off the ship and let it get on with what its duties are, but that's just me. And then the officer could catch up to the ship when he won his case. If he didn't win his case, then obviously he wouldn't have a ship anymore, would he? Because they would get rid of him from the Navy. Now, the Pentagon says that Poland's fighter jet transfer offer is just not tenable. Now, this was an announcement from Poland's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Appeared to surprise some of the U.S. officials. But Poland doesn't want to do it. The U.S. doesn't want to do it. They don't want their name swimming around with the Russians that, hey, the United States gave these guys these planes. They're afraid of retaliation or whatever. And to that I say, too bad, so sad. Now, Israel revealed for the first time that a few months ago it used an F-35 to shoot down two Iranian drones that were headed to their targets in Israel. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. And the Israeli Defense Forces revealed this week that the interceptions actually took place last year. And Israel, of course, kept quiet about it all this time, which is pretty smart on their part, to be honest with you. Why would you want to tell anybody that you're able to shoot down drones with an F-35? Let them keep thinking that you can't do it. And that takes one hell of a pilot to do that, too, by the way. Now, air raid sirens are blaring all over the Ukraine right now. Most of them, thank God, are false alarms, but some of them aren't. And a lot of people are getting hit hard. there was a hospital that was struck, and they didn't really hit the hospital straight on. They dropped one in the center of what looked like the parking lot, and there was a crater in the middle of that lot about 20 foot deep and about 20 foot around. So that tells me that it was either a bomb dropped from above, or maybe it was, in fact, one of these missiles that came in and touched off and destroyed a lot of cars and injured some people. By the way, 3 people were killed in that. 17 were injured. Yesterday there were no fatalities, but today there are. And our satellite yesterday saw a damaged bridge and a bunch of Russian equipment sitting there not able to get over the bridge. This is going to be a problem for the Russians because there's a lot of bridges. They can't just put those tanks up on the bridges and take a chance of coming across. They'll drop them into the drink. So somebody's going to have to reinforce the bridges first. And if you start doing that, you're probably going to get shot at. So that may not be such a smart idea. And by the way, once again, U.S. analysts believe that at least 4,000 Russian troops may have been killed in the 13 days since Russia invaded Ukraine, and probably a lot more by the looks of the equipment that's been damaged or destroyed. Now, NATO's top official acknowledged indications that the Russian military is committing war crimes in the Ukraine by targeting civilians, which is definitely contributing to Europe's worst refugee crisis since World War II. 2 million and counting so far coming out of Ukraine. 2 million and counting. And by the way, the U.S. Nuclear Forces Chief is saying that he's very concerned about the potential cooperative aggression from the two nations when it comes to America's nuclear forces and the nuclear forces around the world. And don't forget, they got nukes in the Ukraine. Very, very, very serious situation. All right, coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us, and we'll be with you right after this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. That's Moss Acura, where if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and heated seats, too. And, boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and church pastors alike. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us on the phone line, we have the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Tell you what, I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. I'm sitting there, I'm watching the gas go up and up and up, just like I'm sure you were too. And then I'm watching at the end of the day last night when they give the new report on where the gas and the oil prices are. West Texas crude has dropped
$15 a barrel to 108.70.
Mm-hmm.
Brent crude dropped $16.84 to 111.14. And the price of gasoline was down $1 a gallon, and the price of diesel was down $1.04 a gallon. Wow.
Yeah, but that's just a day. The trend has been obviously to the upside, and who knows what's going to happen by the end of the day. When you have that type of volatility that takes place, is that nobody really has confidence in those numbers. Obviously, you know certain companies can hedge themselves by buying the contracts on this, but you know the problem right now is the markets are not steady, and the trend is to the upside.
Well, you're telling me, because I'm looking right now at the trading. I'm watching a meter here on, let's see, what is this? It's dailyfx.com/crude-oil, and I'm watching West Texas crude trade right now, and it's up a little bit about what I just told you. It's at 109.492 right now, which is up $1.22 above where it was.
Yeah, and like I said, who knows where it's going to be by the end of the day. Yeah, just the way things are going right now. Everything's, headline driven, at this point in time, and it's going to continue to be very volatile.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on it. We'll see what happens, but there's a lot of people hoping that this is a sign of things to come.
I'm not, at this point in time, again, unless we see, things start to, turn for the better over there, would expect more of the same. I don't really see any major parabolic move to the downside at this point in time.
Now, it's fair to say that Russia is trying to break the will of the Ukrainian people by targeting more and more civilian targets like hospitals and schools, correct?
I don't know what their overall strategy is. I don't know if that's done by, incompetent soldiers over there that are getting frustrated or what. But again, it's going to make it more and more difficult for Russia to, basically get back into the fray, when these things end. You get more and more companies that are just, pulling out of Russia altogether. And again, they're becoming more and more of a pariah state, especially the pictures that we saw from yesterday. Despite how awful this is, you want to do something, you want to help, we have to be very, very cautious in regards to anything that we do. I mean, even today I'm seeing more people, Joe Lieberman op-ed saying that we have to put up a no-fly zone and, sending those Polish jets there. Anything that's going to raise the temperature with a country that's basically a third world country with thousands and thousands of nuclear weapons is a frightening prospect. And, we have to err on the side of caution with this. As much as you want to help, as much as you're disgusted by what's taking place there. This is not a situation like in, Rwanda, where, hundreds of thousands of people died. We didn't do anything in regards to that. But Rwanda didn't have nukes that they could shoot at us. This is something completely different.
Yeah, and again, we have to take all of that into consideration. You're absolutely correct. But we also need to understand that Russia is not necessarily squeaky clean when it comes to all this either. Because
oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I never made it. I'm going to make it sound like I think that Russia's on the, the side of the angels with this one by any stretch of the imagination. But we're limited. My point was, we're limited at what we can do.
Yeah.
You're right. We can't just go ramming in there like John Rambo and company. Now, I got a question for you because somebody asked me about this, and that's the cryptocurrency. Now, President Joe Biden signed an executive order yesterday to review a number of issues related to cryptocurrency, including consumer and investor protection, preventing the use of cryptocurrency for illicit finance, and exploring the possibility of a U.S. central bank-backed cryptocurrency. Now, the move is widely seen as a precursor to government regulation of the industry. What do you think about all this?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the government's eventually going to head towards a digital currency. Again, I caution everybody with that. Not having any sort of physical money whatsoever. Basically, they could go negative when it goes to interest rates, and they could force certain actions by people because, in essence, you could lose your money It can be seized in a matter of ways. It makes me, you know, somewhat nervous. But yeah, I do think that they're going to get more involved with the cryptos. Let's be honest here. You know, the cryptocurrency that has become. I mean, you take a look at the money laundering operations that, you know, from, you know, movies like Scarface and whatnot going back, or as a popular television show, Ozark, where you're laundering money for drug dealers. It makes money laundering easy. Let's just be honest. This is the currency for criminals at this point in time. It really is. Make no bones about it. That's what it's used for. I mean, I know plenty of people that are in the construction business that do a lot in New York City, and they're saying, you have no idea. They said, you know, all of these buildings are being bought up, but with cryptocurrencies. Their cryptocurrencies obviously converted to dollars, and it's all drug money that's doing it. It helps them clean their money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is the currency for crooks.
Mm. How about the two American retail giants with gas pumps at their stores, Costco and Sam's Club, that have been going at it back and forth for fuel dominance as the prices have surged? They're in the middle of a gas war. When you see a Costco and a Sam's Club close by, they're fighting amongst themselves for the lowest price.
Yeah, but even if they take a loss on that, it's a loss leader to them. They're looking to get people to come over to the store and also go shopping. So, you know, that's the you have to become a member, right? You have to pay to become a member of Sam's Club or Costco. You want to buy the gas, the same thing. So, you know, if they can get somebody to become a member, I guess they're kind of going to make their money back up or actually get them to go into the store. So that's, you know, a bit of a lost leader for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, Walmart, you show them your receipt, and that's how you get to buy gas there.
Yeah, I got a question for you. We're going back to the Ukraine situation. You know, in regards to, you know, helping and sending military there, we're seeing volunteers come from around the world. Would it be possible for the Ukraine to hire units like Blackwater?
Yes.
To go there, right?
Yes.
Okay. I see, why wouldn't they do that?
I think they are doing that because they've got 80,000 people that have volunteered that are currently in country that have signed up with the military. Now, the deal is, they're fighting with the military. Yes, they're getting paid by the military, not what Blackwater would be getting paid. But the other thing is that they're going to make them Ukrainian citizens for fighting.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's because the Russians used Syria. A lot of them got killed.
Okay. We'll talk about that some more tomorrow, but you have yourself a great day, my friend.
Sure.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, when the Colonel comes on here in a few minutes, we'll run that by him because I happen to know, Dakota.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.